This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be sitting down today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss what Pompeo learned in Saudi Arabia and Turkey this week. It's part of a continuing search for answers about the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was a critic of the Saudi government and hasn't been seen since he went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul more than 2 weeks ago. Pompeo met with Turkey's president yesterday after Turkish sources claimed authorities have an audio recording indicating that Khashoggi was tortured and killed inside that consulate. The death toll from Hurricane Michael keeps climbing. Four bodies found yesterday in a search of Mexico Beach, Florida, where the hurricane first made landfall. It brings the death toll to at least 32. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Fewer Americans are filing for jobless benefits. The Labor Department says 210,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 5,000 fewer than the week before. Analysts were expecting today's number to be right around 215,000, or a little bit more than it was. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein defending the Russia investigation in a Wall Street Journal interview. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He says he accepts that people are frustrated with the investigation, which President Trump has repeatedly called a witch hunt. But he says eventually the public will have confidence in the results of the probe, which include charges against Russians for meddling in the 2016 election. Rosenstein says that he's trying to avoid public speculation about the Mueller investigation and to keep focused on the work itself.
Remember to find us online or at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The CDC reports a multi-state outbreak of salmonella linked to raw chicken products. We get an update from USA Radio's John Clemens.
So far, 92 people have been infected with salmonella from 29 states, including 21 people who have been hospitalized. Epidemiologic and laboratory evidence indicates that many types of raw chicken products from a variety of sources are involved. A single common supplier of raw chicken products or of live chickens has not been identified. That indicates it might be widespread in the chicken industry. I'm John Clemens.
Kobe Bryant is being tossed from the jury of the film festival because of a 15-year-old rape charge. A petition calling for organizers of this weekend's Animation Is Film Festival to remove the retired Lakers superstar as a juror. A group called Women and Allies bringing the change.org petition about it. Bryant was charged with raping a Colorado hotel worker back in 2003. The 19-year-old woman claimed the NBA superstar raped her in his hotel room. Bryant said the sex was consensual, and the case was dismissed when the woman refused to testify. Well, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And with us right now, Fox and Friends national radio host and best-selling author Brian Kilmeade joins us. Brian, honored to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much. My honor.
Hey, I tell you, good to have you back to, you know, kind of do another run at your best-selling book that that you and Don Yeager have written. Boy, you guys are quite the team.
Well, I mean, in the afterword, we added something new with the paperback. So one thing that happened, you know, with history, all of a sudden we're debating history, how good, how special, how important. So I just wanted to add with the afterword what other presidents thought of Andrew Jackson. I wanted to focus on the battle, but since Donald Trump loves Andrew Jackson, that seems to be a problem with some people. So I thought, why don't I remove Trump? Why don't I put in Reagan, Truman, FDR, Teddy Roosevelt, and Lincoln, and let you know what they thought of Jackson. Not perfect, but man, we needed him.
Well, for a man for that season, there's no doubt about it, as you and I discussed before, Brian. Brian, if it's okay, I want to read your personal note that you sent to us, because I think, you know, I want our audience to hear your heart and to appreciate and reinforce what you just shared with us. You said, since the release of the hardcover edition of Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans last year, Jackson's legacy has been subject to raging debate. Though a Jackson admirer myself, I understand the uproar. Old Hickory was a controversial figure, even during his lifetime. However, no matter what anyone thinks of Jackson, the significance of his legacy can't be disputed. With the release of the paperback edition of the book, I was privileged to further explore Jackson's impact on his successors in an added afterword, influencing some of our most important presidents across party lines, by the way, including Theodore Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, FDR, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan. Jackson both informed and inspired through his life and presidency, and his influence is just as present today, if you have ears and eyes to see it. That's my ad to Brian's authorship here. Donald Trump saw enough importance in Jackson to return his portrait to the Oval Office. Brian finishes. He says, it's an honor to unpack the continued legacy of Andrew Jackson. I appreciate you taking the time to read this note, and thank you in advance for reading more about Andrew Jackson and the miracle of New Orleans. Brian, you know, in being able to do an afterword, you know, from the hard book, hardcover, and now to the paperback, this gives you an opportunity to, you know, maybe again get people back on point, quit arguing about some of the things that matter so little, but yet look at the significance of what Andrew Jackson was and how he really saved the country for a second time.
I mean, 41 years old, this 6'1" guy was down to 140 pounds with a bullet in his shoulder, and he was suffering from dysentery, which by all accounts is extremely painful. If anyone wants to look it up, but yet he had to rally his troops in the winter in New Orleans, had to put together an army in 3.5 weeks that was going to stop the best fighting force in the world. And
exactly.
He did it. And I just think that it's pretty awe-inspiring, and you realize what was at stake. You know, what was at stake was America growing past the Mississippi. And we found writings and quotes that showed that they had every intention of getting rid of the Treaty of Ghent and holding New Orleans, and the general was going to become the governor. the Admiral Packingham was going to become the governor of New Orleans, and they weren't going to leave.
Yeah.
And they did not look at the Louisiana Purchase as legitimate. So that's what we're dealing with as a country, and that's why I think it's so important. What I'm trying to do is just bring out these 30 cents, our history, where our country could have been demolished to look different and see how America overcame it. So in a time in which we're tearing each other apart about, I think, little things, you can understand the big things that happened along the way that got us to this point.
You know, Brian, it seems that leaders are so misunderstood because it's lonely at the top. And a lot of people do not understand what leadership is all about. They may see the end result of it and kind of get an idea, but leadership is so embedded in the heart and soul of a true leader that, you know, just, you know, causes them to do such extraordinary things like Jackson did. I mean, when you talk about him putting an army together, what did he have to work with? I mean, it wasn't like he could just go down to a local post and get ready-made soldiers. I mean, he had to use what was available to him at that time. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the inhabitants of New Orleans, Frenchmen, Native Americans, freed slaves, pirates, Kentucky woodsmen. It's like, I got to put together an army with these group of characters, but it's his leadership that brought them together to realize, I mean, to put their lives on the line like that. They had to understand the vision that he conveyed to them, that it was for a higher cause.
Yeah, and the people came from all around. Think about your town being under siege, and as firefighters do today, there's fires in Los Angeles, so there's a battle attack. Firefighters and cops come from all around because they want to help out that city.
Yes.
This time they were coming from all around to save the country. And that was the attitude. Yeah, we're Tennessee. Yeah, we're Boston. Yeah, we're Philadelphia. But, man, when we're attacked, we're one.
Mm-hmm.
Even back then, that was the story. And as Teddy Roosevelt wrote in his book on Jackson, there was only one military genius in the War of 1812, and it was Andrew Jackson. Here's what's extraordinary. He was self-taught. He wasn't a West Point guy.
Right.
He was a militia general, a judge, a senator, a congressman. And he goes, you know what, I'm going to be a general. And he used his natural military instincts and he used his natural leadership to lead his men. And because, my opinion now, because he was coming from meager means as an orphan at 14 years old, having witnessed what he witnessed in the Revolutionary War, I think that's because he could relate to his men.
Mm-hmm.
To his men, you know, he might have been the general, but he could relate to all of his men on every different level, because he didn't think he was above them. He just thought he was in charge of them. So he cared about them. There's countless times in which he told the officers to get off their horses and give it to the wounded. And that wouldn't just happen. And when you do that, just like a great coach who shows he cares about his players and then they'll run through a wall for you, that's what Andrew Jackson is. What I think is underappreciated is America had this promise that you can become whatever you want if you want to be, because we have the opportunity to pursue happiness. We had an opportunity to fail or succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson had no money, no family, was raised by a community, was raised by a country, and lived to pay back that country and lived to pay back the British for taking away his family.
Exactly.
So this is a rags to riches story.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's interesting as well, you have in the book a small picture here of a young Andy Jackson who survived scarred and angry to resist another British attack as an adult. But this shows an attack by a British officer who was about, you know, ready to strike Jackson as a young boy. So these were, you know, some of the experience part and parcel that caused him to mature and to have the perspective that he held that I think helped drive him to success.
I mean, he kept that score the rest of his life. Basically, he volunteered. But the problem was for the Army, they said, listen, you're too young. They said, I'll be a courier. So him and his brother were couriers. They got tracked by the British, and they ran through a stream. They go to a relative's house, and the British had to walk through the mud to get to him. When they get to him, the story goes, the British said, okay, I wiped my shoes. This is the mud I had to walk through to get you. He says, no, I'm a prisoner of war. I have my right.
Mm-hmm.
So up comes the sword. He puts his hand up to parry the blow. He would have a scar in his hand and his head the rest of his life. His brother took it direct on the head. His brother would never fully recover and die soon after in prison.
Oh.
Even though he made it home, he would die after from that because he never got attended to. Jackson's mom goes out to get a job because it was just her and Andrew Jackson, and he finds out she's dead when a trunk shows up on the porch with all her stuff in it. Never found out how she died.
Oh, wow.
So you guys all alone.
Yeah, exactly.
The Carolinas.
Right. Brian, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Brian Kilmeade after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
As promised. Thomas back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Brian Kilmeade is with us. We're talking about the paperback book soon to be released, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. We were recounting some of the early experiences of one young Andrew Jackson and the tough upbringing that he had. But here he was, the man for the season, eventually, that saved America a second time. Brian, history is so important these days. It seems because of a movement in our country to rewrite history. And that has been a problem for quite a while, how particularly those on the left, those that want to reduce the significance of this great American experiment. Is this why the book for you and the passion for history?
I mean, it's also, I think, why the book's of interest is a lot of your listeners, my viewers are very patriotic. Mm-hmm. But we want to know what happened. We don't think these people were perfect. We think they were extraordinary. So we say to ourselves, how the hell can you rationalize the Trail of Tears, the Indian Removal Act? How the hell can you rationalize the use of slavery? We can't. Yeah. But also, you can go back and you can write, record, understand. But you don't have to judge. You have to put yourself back in those times. I mean, there might be a time when we look back at our generation and say, did you guys actually eat meat?
Yeah.
You know, did you actually keep dogs as pets? I mean, slavery was inexcusable. He needed 200 slaves to work his plantation. I get it. Mm-hmm. And no one will ever choose that. But back then, he was able to also keep the union together, come from nowhere to do what he did, and then become a two-term president and truly be a president of the people. He did not care about Washington. He did not care about Philadelphia and Boston. He cared about the average, everyday American, and he was probably the first. And people listening right now just know that is the founder of the Democratic Party.
Right. Well, you know, Brian, the other thing to consider here is that the reason to embrace history is to be thankful that that was then. Here's now. Look at what we've learned as a result of history. And this is why it's so important for us to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and to make sure, especially when it comes to history, that we're getting the full breadth of the historical narrative. So this way, going forward, we're making, better informed decisions, is it not?
Absolutely. Understand where we come from to put in perspective what we're going through. And look at the great strides we made. We're the country that keeps on trying to improve, who also happens to be our biggest critic. So people look from the outside and say, America's coming apart. No, America's doing what we always do. We argue about issues. We go to elections. We fight wars together. We stick up for freedom around the world. We are the beacon of an economic and military engine. We're the envy of every army around. We put more into our military than anybody else. We also put more into more countries without getting anything back than anybody else. So we're the place people are trying to sneak into. Not get out of. You tell Russia. How many people are trying to sneak into Russia?
Exactly.
Europe is a dying area. The Middle East is chaos. You have people who want to come here, not to guarantee success, but an opportunity to be successful and enjoy the process along the way. No one gave you your job. No one gave me my job. You have people hire you, but you have to keep it. You have to earn it. There's no guarantees. But we just should feel fortunate that we have an opportunity to be successful. A lot are born and stay and have no option. And back then, that was the story of the world. We're the first one. Our predecessors were the first ones to show the world and our leaders that we do not have to stay in the place we're born.
Exactly.
Not rich. If you're born rich, you stay rich. If you're not born rich, you have no shot. We're the ones who had power, released power, and fought for the right for representative government. And that's why everyone was fighting against us.
Well, and even to this day, I mean, we're a stick in the eyes of those despots and those hostile leaders in countries all over the world that look at this great American experiment and mock us, and they just cannot believe that America is as exceptional as it is, that it continues to generate the kind of leadership and success and innovation salvation. And here we are being born again under this current president, Brian. And you got people dreaming big dreams again. America's position, leadership role on the national stage is back in good standing, much welcomed by many of the other leaders around the world. Because, like, for example, what happened at NATO, I mean, those NATO leaders, they didn't want to address Angela Merkel and that backdoor deal she was doing with Putin. But Donald Trump, you know, all he knows is, hey, that's a problem. That doesn't work. And the rest of the NATO leaders were said, we're sure glad you confronted her on it because this was a bad deal.
And you talked about the natural pipeline, the gas pipeline, the crack pipe that Germany was on that was going to pass through Europe, that because the energy for the entire country was going to be pipelined from Russia to Germany. And he's saying, wait a second, you want me to protect you, but yet you're leaving your economic lifeline to the people you want us to protect you from. Buy natural gas from us.
Exactly.
We're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, Merkel came back and said, well, you know what? My predecessor cut that deal. And his answer was, doesn't it matter? You know, just then change it. I'll provide your natural gas and provide your military. You'll spend your 2% of your GDP and stop. You know, so don't get mad at me for being nice to Vladimir Putin. Just ask yourself why you're doing business with him.
Yeah. And by the way, let me remind you what Vladimir Putin has done with other leaders that have been beholden to him. He will not hesitate to leverage that kind of influence and control you and be a force to deal with down the road. You know, right now you may get some natural gas, but with Vladimir Putin always comes some unintended or unexpected consequences, does it not?
No kidding. I mean, yeah. Three-quarters of the country is impoverished, and he's spending money propping up Syrian regimes that are nothing but bloodthirsty killers. And he's also arming the Taliban right now, and at any point, you might be the next Ukraine who's trying to starve out and occupy under the, under the auspices of saying, well, these are really Russians.
Right, right. We're talking with Brian Kilmeade, best-selling author, of course, host of his own national radio show. And, of course, we see him every morning on Fox and Friends. The bright, cheery face that we always enjoy, along with his honest perspective. His book, now in paperback, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. In the afterword, which is an addition to what you had written in the hardcover, Brian, you wanted to go across party lines and say, look, let me explain to you, or at least let me reveal to you how these other presidents across party lines viewed Andrew Jackson. For example, Theodore Roosevelt. Tell our audience how he looked at Andrew Jackson.
An organic leader, a military genius, as I mentioned in an earlier segment. He looked at that war. He studied, wrote a book about him, and said, he did a lot of things that I don't agree with, but, man, this guy led, and he brought his case to the people, and he stood up to big government. Guess who else stood up to big government? That Republican president who was also an environmentalist, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
FDR, for example, as I represented in the book, he got out of his car and even though suffering from polio, insisted on walking into his home at the Hermitage, almost channeled him right before World War II. He said, those quotes that I put in the book is, the more I study Andrew Jackson, the more I love Andrew Jackson.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln, when he was trying to make sense of secession and seeing how a similar crisis was handled by Andrew Jackson, broke open his book, studied his actions, and actually put some quotes from Jackson in his second inaugural.
And also John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy, as an original Democrat, he thought of himself as a Jackson Democrat. He also thought of himself as fiscally responsible. Remember what Kennedy was. He was a tax cutter who told us, it's not what you can do for your country. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. That's exactly how Jackson felt. That was the theme of Jackson's life. What can you do for your country? He looked at politics, as power, but most of all, service.
Yeah, without a doubt, easily understood and clearly put. Brian Kilmeade, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. Brian, how can they be in touch with you?
Just go to BrianKilmeade.com. You can see where I'll be in your area. Hopefully I'll be by you. And you can follow me on Twitter at Kilmeade. But thanks again, Bill. Appreciate it.
Well, again, congratulations on the book. Great job. Appreciate it. Have a great one.
Yes.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be sitting down today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss what Pompeo learned in Saudi Arabia and Turkey this week. It's part of a continuing search for answers about the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was a critic of the Saudi government and hasn't been seen since he went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul more than 2 weeks ago. Pompeo met with Turkey's president yesterday after Turkish sources claimed authorities have an audio recording indicating that Khashoggi was tortured and killed inside that consulate. The death toll from Hurricane Michael keeps climbing. 4 bodies found yesterday in a search of Mexico Beach, Florida, where the hurricane first made landfall. It brings the death toll to at least 32. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Biff Martinez.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Well, thank you for joining us here on this very fresh and independent radio show. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemerich joins us, senior editor at thestream.org. Dr. John, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you here. Let's talk about the Clintons, the midterms, finagling, voter fraud attempts, on and on. I mean, Russians, Chinese, it seems like everybody wants to invade and be a part of the 2018 elections, huh?
And hundreds of thousands of Hondurans being paid by George Soros to march across our southern border.
Oh, just as a bonus. Why not, right?
Yeah, right. Welcome to our banana republic, where people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will be governing. If the Democrats win, people like that will be governing America. I tell people, I think Cortez has never forgiven the Electoral College for rejecting her application, even though she sent in her SAT. She had letters of recommendation and everything. It's not fair.
It's just a hard knock world. It really is, you know, and it's tough when there's rules, you know, and you're supposed to play by the rules. But, you know, that's what you love the Democrats. What rules? Rules, schmills. Who needs those? You know, if we can't.
Well, I thought it was really chilling to hear Hillary Clinton say, you'll only get civility if we take power.
Yes. Yeah.
You know who used to say things like that? The Nazis. And I'm not. Yes. I know it's easier for the Nazi, but think of it. Antifa. Rioting in the streets, people threatening politicians, people shooting politicians at the baseball field, poison being sent to senators' offices, Antifa thugs, hooded thugs, threatening people, taking over the streets in Portland. I mean, at what point? And then the left saying this is only going to stop when you give us power.
Exactly.
That is quite literally what the brown shirts did.
And
the
this
left,
is a,
the left is.
Yeah.
I think the left studied the Nazi playbook, and that is what they are following.
Well, it's all part of rules from radicals. I mean, and that's, you know, Hillary Clinton was mentored by Saul Alinsky. So, you know, Barack Obama, that was his Bible. And this has become the Bible of the left, the unhinged left. You know, as many have been citing here, John, is that this has become, you know, the religion of the radical left. I mean, it is a religious fervor that they've bought into. To say, look
it's
at you,
you either, one.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, that's what happens when you get, you know, it's like, here we are, we're fighting radical Muslims. Now we got to fight radical leftists in our homeland here.
Yeah. And they are increasingly self-righteous and increasingly willing to engage in violence.
Well, and things are scary, John, is that...
It's extremely important that the Democrats not win the midterms. We cannot reward this explosion of political violence and mob rule by handing them power.
Well, anyone that considers themselves to be an American needs to be, this is also extremely important, that they be educated and they understand what's going on. I mean, you know, James O'Keefe and the Veritas, the citizen journalists who are out there capturing video, and the underbelly of the left who say, look at, you know, saying, well, wait a minute, your candidate doesn't represent that. Well, we have to lie because, you know, we're hoping to get those moderate Republicans. I mean, look at, just because they've been duped, we need to be careful not to get caught up in their dupeness, right?
Right. No, I think O'Keefe's doing really important work. It's just really crucial that people not be complacent, that they get out and vote on November 6th in what I'm calling the national impeachment referendum.
Yeah. Well, hey,
that's what the midterm elections are.
Yeah, they're really
spread that is the national impeachment referendum, because that's what it is. We'll have 2 years of a show trial of President Trump in the House of Representatives, and they'll impeach Kavanaugh. They've said that.
Yes,
they'll impeach
the
cabinet. They'll impeach Pence. They have never accepted that it was legitimate that Hillary Clinton lose that election, because Obama was supposed to fundamentally transform the nation, and that's supposed to be irreversible. So when the people didn't follow their instructions and they voted for Donald Trump, that to these people, that to the left was like a foreign occupation of America, and that's why they're calling it a resistance. They're really acting like the people from the flyover states who didn't vote as they were told are foreign invaders of their America as Obama transformed it.
Exactly. Well, this projected blue wave, which is, John, I tell you, to hear the mainstream media, I almost feel like maybe I'm delusional, because I just cannot believe that America would be that duped to think that the Democrats in power would make it better than we're getting it right now. I mean, we came off of 8 rather, years of just insanity and you know, the loss of jobs, more people on government welfare, all this on. And now we've got people dreaming big dreams. They have money in their bank accounts. Their 401ks are alive and robust. All these positive things happening in our country. Why would reasonable Americans, I mean, you know, as Judge Kavanaugh's mom would say, use your common sense. Why would reasonable Americans somehow think that putting the people that messed this thing up 2 years ago, put them back into control? What all of a sudden Americans are tired of winning?
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, most races are local. And so traditionally people vote based on local concerns. What they need to see is this is a national election. Mm-hmm. This is an election about the direction of the country. When you've got Antifa mobs marching around chanting, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all, Mm-hmm. That's not an ordinary election.
Exactly.
The Democrats are not an ordinary party. They're not a patriotic political party anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a responsible political party. They're a fringe party that happens to have grabbed control of a national party. It's like, imagine the skinheads from Charlottesville had seized control of the whole Republican Party.
Exactly.
Well, the left, Antifa, had seized control of the whole Democratic Party, and it's an ugly spectacle.
Yeah, I mean, look at, they're bringing to your neighborhood sanctuary cities that I happen to be in California, you know, for a couple of weeks here. And, the people are really none too happy. I mean, San Francisco, I'll tell you, John, it's a heartbreak to look at the streets of San Francisco. I mean, you got people there that are on poop patrol, and this isn't picking up poop from dogs. I mean, this is from human beings and the homeless issue, all that's going on. And they're going, you know, this one party state. Again, they'll probably end up, with Governor Newsom. And the one-party state of California will continue because they've locked it down so much. I mean, they've lost so many people. So many people have been moving out. I think this is the number one state for U-Haul and, for U-Haul rentals, you know.
But I'm hopeful that there are a significant number of local races, of House races, Republican mm-hmm. House seats, that can be held in California. And that's going to be crucial. That's going to be crucial to holding off a Democrat takeover of the House. So any California voters out there, I want to encourage you to turn out and vote for your local congressman. I don't care if his name is Rhino McAdulterer.
Yes.
Vote for the guy because we have to stop the Democrats. They are unhinged. They're drunk. We have to take away their car keys.
You're exactly right. And, this what I'm sensing in part here, John, and you can tell me if you know different, is this is 2016 all over again. You know, you've got these pollsters with their thumb on the scale projecting some sort of blue wave. What happens if the blue wave doesn't happen? I mean, their skulls are going to just absolutely explode, you know, like they did on that evening of the election for 2016.
And I think the left will riot in the streets, so get ready.
Wow. I think, that's a scary thought, but that's what it is. I mean, this is a war, really. I mean, this is really what it's coming down to is, you know, maybe another revolutionary war, a civil war, so to speak, and a revolutionary war just within our own confines here, John.
It's a scary thought. Get out and vote, people, please.
Yeah, without a doubt. And also, we've been encouraging people, John's America, is that, yes, go out and vote and take your neighbor with you. Don't go to the polling station alone. I mean, this has to be all hands on deck. Everybody needs to get to the voting booth and pull the lever, as they say. John Zemerick from thestream.org on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, and now you have a chance to make a difference once again. Your country needs you to fight one more time. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want to go forward or backwards in America. To be part of the decision, go to the polls and vote. Encourage your fellow vets to vote and your friends to vote. Unless you vote, you can't have a voice. We want to hear from you. The best way to do that is for you to vote. Your vote counts. You don't have to put on the old uniform to fight in this battle. All you have to do is check a box or pull a lever. Go to the polls and show your support for the Constitution and America, the country you may say is your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know what this means? Yes, he's back. From all his travels, we've missed him terribly. The movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
Martinez live.
It's been a while since I've done the intro over the big music and end up stepping on the big voice, but here he is. Welcome back from all your travels. Good to have you back, buddy. Steve Evans.
Well, it's great to be back. It was a great vacation. It's great to get away, you know?
Sometimes. Yeah, I mean, four-weeker?
Well, yeah, about that, plus? I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, roughly. And, you know, sometimes we go away and we're traveling on business and you're going to various places. And we really don't get a chance to see the place. I mean, the nice thing is usually somebody else is paying for that sort of activity.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, when you go someplace and just do nothing but vacation, I mean, really go there with, you know, the intent of in full tourist mode, it is a lot of fun. So
that's good. So when you come back, all of a sudden you gotta go see a therapist to reacclimate into the culture here.
Yeah, it's nice to get away, and it takes a while to get back into it. Yeah, but it's a great time.
Well, let's talk Venom. Venom number one again, huh?
Can you believe it? Huh?
Yeah.
This thing kind of came out of nowhere.
Yes.
This is a part of the Marvel comic universe, and it's based on a character which I was totally unfamiliar with, but obviously some people were aware of the situation, and it comes out of Sony. I was down at Sony yesterday, and they are very happy with how this movie is performing. It debuted last week, $80 million in this country, $125 million worldwide. So far, in the last couple of weeks, it's made $378 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, we'll probably see a number of Venom movies. And the great thing about this, I guess, from Sony's standpoint, is these comic book movies continue to work. I mean,
this one they thought that was kind of like the bottom of the barrel, and they weren't really all that excited, thinking, okay, is this really going to happen? But again, this goes to what you and I have discussed earlier, and that is this whole Marvel franchise. I mean, my goodness, this is like the mother load, huh? Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I saw Star is Born last weekend.
Yes.
Which,
okay.
Have you had a chance to see it?
No, I haven't. I saw Gosnell, you know, the movie there that's been very controversial. It's in limited showing, and some of the theaters are having a tough time, you know, getting the posters up, that sort of thing. But it did quite well as an independent movie. It's quite controversial.
1.2, I see. 1.2
yeah.
million. Star is Born, just quickly back to that. I had a chance to see that. This is the fourth Star is Born movie in this series, basically, and it keeps getting redone. This was done by Bradley Cooper, directed by Bradley. He stars in the movie as well as Lady Gaga. It is a terrific film, and the surprising thing about it is Bradley Cooper is totally believable as a rock star. Mm-hmm. He plays and he does his own singing, own playing, and Lady Gaga can act, and
yes.
together the two of them are so natural. This thing is so believable that it is really something to see. Bring Her Handkerchief. It's a very sad film, but it really, really works. And of course, when Gaga sings, it's lights out. Here's an interesting little
thing. Yeah, I heard the chemistry between those two is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it really just comes off the screen. They did a good job.
So I see these movies over at the Landmark Theater in West LA, and there's a bar at the Landmark, and generally we go into the bar for a couple of beers after a movie, and I've gotten to know the manager there at the bar. And this thing is like a little focus group because he's really into film, and so he talks to everybody that have been seeing these films to find out what they think, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw him last weekend, and he said, well, the incredible thing is that Kris Kristofferson came in to see the latest Star Wars movie. Now, Chris was, of course, the star of the last version of this movie, which, along with Barbara Streisand, which came out in the 70s. So he went to see the movie, went into the bar afterward, and he's sitting at the bar, and the manager walks up to Chris and says, well, what'd you think? And Kris Kristofferson said, this is the best version of this film that has ever been done. Which is high praise from a guy who starred in one of them. So.
Yeah, how do you share your franchise like that, you know?
It's true, but I mean, high praise there. All right, we had First Man. I'm going to see that this weekend. That was number three, followed by Goosebumps 2 and Smallfoot rounded out the top five. Quickly, I had a chance to see Robert Redford's last cinematic appearance, The Old Man with the Gun. And it is really a smaller film, but a real sweet film, and one I think that is fitting for the end of what has been this amazing on-screen career.
Yes.
Called The Old Man and the Gun. He starts with Sissy Spacek, and together, those two working together are so comfortable, it's fun to watch.
Check
that out as well.
That's great.
We have the big holiday coming up here. Of course, Halloween is coming up, and we have a film, the film of the same name, opening up this weekend. 83% are recommending Halloween, and the interesting thing about this movie is this is the 11th Halloween film in the series, which, of course, started back in 1978. But the interesting thing about this is this film is totally ignoring the other nine in between, and this is basically a sequel to the original, which came out in 1978, starring Jamie Lee Curtis, who was in the original, and Nick Castle, who was the original Mike Myers. And this is based on this movie, which happened back in 1978. This is set 40 years after the original film. The plot follows Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee, as she prepares to face Michael Myers in this final confrontation when he returns to Haddonfield, Illinois, to finish her off for escaping his killing spree back on Halloween night back in 1978. Starring, once again, Jamie Lee Curtis and Nick Castle. This has been an amazing film franchise. This movie is getting great reviews. 83% are recommending, and they think it may make about $80 million this weekend.
Wow.
So, if you're a Halloween fan, it is one to see. It all started in 78. John Carpenter made this movie for about $320,000, which went on to make $70 million worldwide in 1978 dollars. So that was the beginning of the franchise, and this appears is going to be wrapping it all up.
Yeah, so if you haven't been scared recently, I mean, this might be a good choice for you, right?
This could be the one for you.
Okay.
Another film out, which I've been seeing the trailers for quite some time, it's called Can You Ever Forgive Me? And it's starring Melissa McCarthy in a very unusual role, and she does a terrific job. She's not the typical comedian Melissa McCarthy. This is something different, a dramatic role for her. And a lot of critics are saying that this is one of the most interesting roles you will see on screen this year. This movie is called Can You Ever Forgive Me? And it's a story basically is based on the life of Lee Israel, who made her living in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, writing these profiles of high-achieving women such as Katharine Hepburn and Tallulah Bankhead and Estee Lauder. And as the story begins, Israel has gone broke because she's no longer able to get her writing published. She's kind of fallen out of step with the publishing industry. So a broke Israel turns to deception abetted by her loyal friend Jack, who recently completed a prison sentence for armed robbery.
Are we talking fake news here?
Well, we're talking fake letters.
Okay.
She begins selling these letters that she has forged that appear to have been written by deceased writers and playwrights and actors. And when a letter that Israel says was written by Noel Coward raises suspicion, people stop buying these letters. So she and her friend Jack began actually stealing the actual letters from the library archives and selling them. Basically, this is about a life spiraling out of control.
Exactly.
Great reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a terrific job. Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me? 100% of the critics are recommending that one. All the movies we're talking about this weekend are getting great reviews because this is the time of year when all of the great movies are released.
Right.
Everybody getting set for award season. And I think that applies to a movie called Wildlife. 98% recommending this one. And it's based on a novel by Richard Ford. And it stars Carey Mulligan and Jake Gyllenhaal. This is the interesting thing about movies coming out this time of year, they're not like any other films you've seen before. They're really what you might call original content. And in this movie, Carey plays Jeanette, who's this very complex woman who, her sense of self-determination and self-improvement and involvement disrupts the values and expectations of a 1960s nuclear family. You also have a kid, 14-year-old Joe, played by Ed Oxenbould. He's the only child of Jeanette and Jerry, and they are this housewife and golf pro in a small town in Montana in the 1960s. Now, you have this nearby uncontrolled forest fire raging close to the Canadian border. Now, when Jerry, played by Gyllenhaal, loses his job and his sense of purpose, he decides to join the cause of fighting the fire and kind of leaves his wife and son to fend for themselves, and suddenly this kid is forced into the role of an adult, and he witnesses his mother's struggle as she tries to keep her head above water, and also this dissolution of his parents' marriage. So this is serious stuff, but getting great reviews, 98% recommending Wildlife.
Okay.
Another movie out this weekend called The Hate U Give, this is getting great reviews as well. Star Carter is this young African-American woman. And she's set basically in two worlds, the poor, mostly black neighborhood where she lives, and she's a smart kid, so she's also living in the rich, mostly white prep school world that she attends. And this is kind of an uneasy balance between these worlds. It's shattered when Star witnesses the fatal shooting of her childhood best friend, Khalil, at the hands of a police officer, and now facing pressures from all sides of the community, Star must find her voice and stand up for what is right. This is based on a critically acclaimed novel by Angie Thomas. It's called The Hate U Give. And finally, we have a movie called Mid-90s here, which is following Stevie, this 13-year-old kid in 90s-era L.A., who spends his summer navigating between his troubled home life and a group of new friends that he meets at a Motor Avenue skate shop, 88% recommending Mid-90s. So we have a lot for you to see at your local multiplex this weekend. It's going to be fun.
Hey, I'm here on the West Coast. Maybe I need to go with you, and we'll go to the beer bar and talk to the movie genius up there. And, could be a lot of fun
sometime.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just for fun, I'd love to have him on. Well, we've got lots to choose from. Some catching up to also do as well, especially for me with all the travel. And you've been traveling too, so this could be a three show kind of week for you. So Steve Evans, the movie guy, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lover.